Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Raven, I would say we work in a very awesome environment, don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, overall, comparatively so, relatively speaking.
Right.
That's what I would say. I mean, still, we have days that this is work, but I mean, yeah, it's definitely different.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. That being said, there's plenty of days, and I'll admit it, like, this is a high-pressure job, because unlike a lot of jobs, we literally have a clock ticking down our time until we have to go on the air.
Constant deadline.
Right.
It's constant turnover.
Down to the second.
Everybody, if we screw up, everybody we know and work with knows about it instantaneously.
Exactly. So that makes me wonder, because sometimes I'm here, and I am frantically editing audio, and I'm doing our social media, and I'm running.
You're gonna
in
say.
And out, and I look over at you, and you're so engrossed. And all I can wonder is, what's he doing?
No, what you're really thinking is, he's not doing anything. What is he doing? He's not doing anything whatsoever. I'm over here doing computer work for us that is necessary.
Uh-huh.
It's a necessary part of our job now that was not really a necessary part 10 years ago. Now it's a big deal.
Example number one. I have observed you with your checkbook, balancing your checkbook.
I have done that.
I walked past your computer and you have your bank account up.
Yeah, a couple times.
Example number two.
I mean, those are related. That's really one thing. Uh-huh. That's not two things.
Example number two.
Yep.
I think you forget that we are friends on Facebook.
Yep.
And when you post something about Star Wars in the middle of the show, I can see that because
I don't know how Facebook works, really.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I mean, despite the fact that it's a major part of my job now, you know that I'm not truly aware of how it works.
I mean, Raven, are you busy over there? And you'd be like, I'm swamped.
I'm
and then
have
I look
to unfriend
over,
you.
And then there's like, it's like a meme of a dog dressed up as Darth Vader. I'm like, Raven. You're not.
This is proper use of our time.
Example number three.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
The phone rings, right? Like, it live, it rings in the studio. Because, you know, now we have vibrator, but no. You still have to use the ring.
Vibrate. Thank you. What did you bring to work today?
And you'll be like, I really got to take this call. It's important. And I'll see you. You'll be like, hello? And it's not like you leave the room. You're still in the room, and you're scheduling an appointment to have Barclays fur trimmed. That doesn't qualify as work.
Now, listen, that's not accurate. You know, the last week, I'm getting ready to close on this house. There's been some important phone calls at times that I've had to take.
So what are you doing there that's not really work?
What do you mean? I mean, everything I'm looking at over here is work right now.
Yesterday, you went down to the food truck outside of our building for 15 minutes.
I thought I was going for both of us. I did come back with two sandwiches. Don't act like I didn't. And I said to you, bacon, egg, and cheese. You were like, oh, yeah. And then I came back with them. And you were like, I can't eat that.
I can't.
I was like, what? You were like, I'm so fat right now.
I want to know, what do you do at work that's not actually work?
I surf the web.
1-800-330-9999. Do you do things like Raven? What's the funny thing you do? I've caught Raven doing non-work things, sitting across, because he sits across from me, so I can't see what's on his computer screen, so I look him directly in the face.
It's beautiful.
And I've realized lately,
I feel your eyes, by the way, when you run by, just so you know.
Because I
feel
always
them.
Look, and you're always on sports pages, you're looking at things having to do with space that have nothing to do with anything, but then you insist you're doing work.
Space has to do with everything, all Anna. Right.
So our big question
doing research
morning,
over here
is, what do you do at work that's not work? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do?
I search for a husband.
See that? Nice. Is this Becky? Becky? Hello?
Where?
Updating your profiles? Are you searching through Facebook for old third grade boyfriends? What is it you're doing exactly?
All of the above, yes. I'm on dating sites or, you know, I'm looking for my next husband. I'm looking for number three.
Have you thought about actually looking around the office? Like, look for, like, guys that work there.
No, that's where number two was.
No.
All right, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Have a great morning and good luck. Happy hunting.
Yeah. What do you do at work that's not really work?
I paint in the middle of class.
You paint in the middle of class?
Yeah.
So how do you carry these paints that nobody notices? What kind of class is it?
No, people notice and they don't care.
What? Wait, what?
Where's the teacher?
She's there.
But you just, like, set up an easel in the middle of your class and just start busting out a Van Gogh while she's trying to preach about math?
Yeah.
I mean, that's taking it to a whole new level. I remember, like, doodling when I was, like, in school, but not, like, actually bringing a paint set. And you're like, today
now
I think
you
I'll
know
paint the landscape.
Why I'm so mad at millennials. But I do love art, so there's that.
What do you do at work that's not work?
I'm doing it right this moment.
You drive me crazy with this, Raven. You know that. You know that.
I mean, hey, listen, we have our roles to play, right? So you're over there, you're running that equipment, and it's busy over there. Over here, my hands aren't so busy, except I'm online, I'm surfing, I'm handling the things that we need to handle.
Star 99.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. I don't understand why the roles got that I do all the work and you sit there and play on the internet.
It's that, well, that's not fair. You don't do all the work. You just do the work that is more visibly seen.
So this came up because Raven's computer, the back faces me, so I never really get to see what he's doing during the show, and I'm always kind of like frantic. And
so you assume I'm doing nothing. That's what it is.
Every
you assume
once
I'm
in a
doing
while,
nothing.
When I go to the bathroom, I just peek over to see what's going on, and he's got like fantasy football up. He's working on like
it's
he's balancing his checkbook.
That's
he's
a couple
making
times.
He's looking up houses that are for sale.
I already found one.
Oh yeah.
So those things are done.
Sometimes he goes down to the food truck. He disappears.
I did that yesterday. For both of us, don't act like I didn't. Just because you didn't eat it doesn't mean that I didn't go for both of us.
So we were talking about, what do you do at work that's not actually work? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
Well, it's actually an old job, but I was working as a manager in an office, and I had to go on a lot of conference calls. So I also was planning a wedding. So I was on Pinterest, like, quite a bit. And so what I did was order another monitor. So I'd have two monitors up so I could follow the conference call on one monitor while I was totally doing Pinterest on the other one. Plan my wedding and everything else. I was like, I really need two monitors to be fully productive, but they didn't really know what I meant.
That's funny.
See, that's hardly cheating. I mean, when you're that clever, that's just innovation right there.
Exactly.
I think so. Now you guys know, two monitors, then everything is work.
What do you do at work that's not work?
I do my schoolwork at work.
Like your homework.
Right, right.
No, like my online classes.
Oh, see, that's good. Anna used to do that too, actually. She would run two computers at once.
So no, what I was saying is, okay, don't repeat this. But, so for, because I have my real estate license, but you know, even though I don't really practice, I kind of refer everything out. So every couple of years, you have to do like the classes to keep up so you can keep your license.
Yeah.
So I set up two computers, one where I do the online test and the other one where I Google the answers.
So crazy.
I mean, it's efficient, you know?
Exactly. Getting everything done.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
It's efficient.
Possibly illegal, but rent.
Yeah. I'll no longer have that license after today's show.
Right. 7:35, the phone rings. Bing.
What do you do at work that's not actually work? Call us now. 1-800-330-9999. We've been talking about, what do you do at work that's not actually work?
Right. There's a lot of stuff that most people do.
I guess so. I just want to hurry up and get my stuff done so I can leave,
know? You know, you're busy over there doing that stuff.
1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what do you do?
I clean my fingernails and trim them up.
Oh, my God. It's disgusting.
It's very efficient with your time, but it is disgusting.
Well, when you're a tractor-trailer driver and you ain't got nothing else to do and you got to clean that stuff out from underneath your nails.
Wait a minute. You're a tractor-trailer driver and you're driving and you're cleaning your nails at the same time?
Yes.
Oh, that makes me feel so safe. And you're holding a phone right now.
No, I got a headset.
Oh, well, good, because he's busy with his hands.
Thank God for small miracles.
Oh.
But thank you for listening, sir. We do appreciate it. I bet you he's got wonderful hands.
Oh, man.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus. Columbus.